Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Tuning into Monstrous Radio Live right here on Blog Talk Radio. It's Takeover Tuesday, where you know what it is. It's the only night of the week where you, the author, the actor, the musician, we don't care if you babysit gangster kids on the weekends. It don't matter. You can call in tonight and build your brand. You dig? And we won't send your way. That's a bill. I'm just saying. So, all right, I'm DJ E-Monster, and go ahead and introduce yourself tonight, my mom.
I am the one and only queen, Miss Unbelievable, in the house. Yes.
Really? That's how you feel? You're just going to take over the whole? Really? I just came in so blank. I'm DJ E-Monster, and I'm the queen. We're just going to get through it. See, that's what you gotta do around here. You just gotta boss up and take off. No, it's not needed. It's not needed. You just gotta boss up and take over and do what you do. And the start is 424-243-9649. So, all right, what's some of the things we got for the people tonight, Miss? What are all them descriptions you just said about yourself?
The queen, Miss Unbelievable, gonna give you some weather tonight. Who's up and who's getting fat? You know, a nice little topic. And hey, if you call in and take over, we will probably have to talk about what you want to talk about. So let's see how that goes. And I may give you a little poetry tonight because I may be feeling the queenship over here. Yeah, just there.
Okay, y'all heard that. So, all right, I got some hot new music for you guys I'm going to play. So, hey, stick around. Who knows? We might get that poetry from the queen, Miss Unbelievable Hammer Toe. So, yeah, stick around. We got some more stuff for y'all coming up.
Hater.
424-243-9649. Don't forget, we are live when you press 1.
After the night, you could be my bit, 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 bit. Look, turn it around, let me see that. Kick, 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 look. Hey, little mind, you done made my dick, 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 dick. Bounce it around, let me get you bit, 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 bit. After the night, you could be my bit, 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 bit. Look, turn it around, let me see that. Kick, 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 You got moves, I got funds, yeah. We got tens, mix with ones, yeah. Look. In the midst of 13, and I think that I'm Paul George. Yeah. Got a team full of plugs, and we walking in looking like Hawks, cuz I got some bread for all that jelly. Yeah, we go together, we coke and honey. Yeah, they been looking at me, spending money in the minute I showed up. Yeah. Dope ass nigga stack figure got me looking like cool guy. We just walked in, cool guys, no pics, iPhones buzzing, big stacks, throw that, hold them, try and blow the budget. New year, new me. I'm tryna show the puppet, but the same crew, change who, thank you. Y'all gonna love it, yeah. Hey, little mind, you done made my dick, 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 yeah. Bounce it around, I'ma get you bit, 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 bit. After the night, you could be my bit, 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 bit. Look, turn it around, let me see that. Kick, 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 look. Hey, little mind, you done made my dick, 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 bounce it around, I'ma get you bit, 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 bit. After the night, you could be my baby, 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 baby. Turn it around, let me see that. Kick, 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 kick.
Turn it around, let me see how you work. Rub on the clip while I fuck out a squirt. First time hitting, I'm making it worth it. Might put my thumb in the butt on purpose. Wait, hold up. If you ain't drinking, baby, pull up. One shot, two shots, three shots, four shots, five shots. Now she acting like she know it. I can't blame her. Shorty, you freak. Pussy so good that she put me to sleep. Don't tell nobody that you had me slipping. If I hear you did it, I swear I won't speak. Baby girl, you made my day, day, day. Don't want it no other way. Can I be real? Nah, I don't got time to play. So listen careful what I say. Sorry, I don't do no love. Guess I'm protecting my feelings, cause if I like you and you do me dirty, I swear that I'm breaking up friendships. I'm trying to fuck your best friend, it'd be better if you let me. I ain't sneaking, you gon' catch me. Don't take it personal, so if you leave me, I'll be waiting when you left me.
Hey, Lord of mine, you done made my dick, 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 dick. Bounce it around, I'ma get you bit, 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 bit. After the night, you could be my bit, 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 bit. Look, turn it around, let me see that. Kick, 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 look. Hey, Lord of mine, you done made my dick, 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 dick. Bounce it around, I'ma get you bit, 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 bit. After the night, you could be my bit, 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 bit. Look, turn it around, let me see that. Kick, 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 kick,
Take over Tuesday. Black Way and Band Hunter Izzy. It's called Cake. Time is unbelievable. What's the weather like? Go ahead and hit the people with the weather before I get to our next track.
The weather is lovely, people. It is lovely. Okay, so in Minneapolis, we're sitting at a nice, smooth 76 with a nice breeze. Yes. In London, we're sitting at 55. In Paris, 58. And our sister city, where our Jazzy B is 78. So real nice everywhere. Just nice. Just woo.
Okay. Good weather to invade a radio network. I'm just saying, it's good weather to invade right now today. Like she said, clear skies, good weather. Might be partly cloudy in some places, but hey, it's good weather outside. So speaking of good weather, I got some good music. I know, Miss Unbelievable, I know I played this yesterday. I know I played it Friday.
No.
I know I played it Thursday. But I like this song.
You
I'm
like that
play
song?
It again. Yeah.
I think you like this song because I like this song. So I think you like it because I like it. So you're hooked on what I like. I just think it.
Really?
Yeah. Because
how could
Queen
that be
like?
When I introduced you to the song? I said, I got this hot track. I know you're going to like it. And I like it because you like it.
Right.
I should have
yeah,
just played
just
the song.
Just go with it.
This is Bree Stavaz.
Just go with
this
it.
Is Bree Stavaz. It's called jealousy. And that's what I feel right now. I feel it. Take over Tuesday. Are we going to fight all night?
All night.
I hear that you get them calls on your phone. Say to leave me alone. They be checking on my Twitter. Think they know me to dog. Everything she posts and they think that it's you. They don't know about the shit that we do. You know I'm fucking crazy. You know you drive me crazy. Fucking around, that I can't settle down. Say I'm heartbroken, bitter, they don't know what we found. For every time I go out, swear I be drunk. They don't know about the shit we be on. You know I'm fucking crazy. Play with niggas, so why the hell you think I'm playing with you? Got the world, I'ma change it with you. It's a good reason why I'm staying with you. Yeah, my mama love you, but these hoes don't. Cause they always tell you what your bros don't. That shit gon' leave your ass when you know I won't. No, I won't like, baby. I ain't even gotta say it. Why you care what they saying? That's bad vibes, just saying. And I don't need that one. I'm laying whole way. Chill, baby, I'm just playing. You can't trust everybody, baby. Keep them guessing, waiting till I leak a statement. They just want attention, I ain't trying to pay. But I'm just saying.
We're going to change lanes right quick. Then we're going to come back, see what else we got going on. Check it out. This is Will Eaves. New music. This is called, This is not Will Eaves. This is Weedy. It's called That's Bae. Monsters Bae. Look, Miss Umberly, she's just shaking her head. Shut up. Just leave me alone. Take over Tuesday. That's Bae. Weedy. Monsters Radio Live.
That Molly Depp, I know she bad. That Molly Depp, big bout her money. Stay on it, yeah, that's big. That Molly Depp, yeah, that's big. That Molly Depp, I know she bad. That Molly Depp, big bout her money. Big bout her money, yeah, that's big. That Molly Depp, big 100, that's an understatement. Bitches bought a Benz, that's a money statement. I just left the plug, bought 100 cases. So much drink up in it, I can serve 100 patients. With B, shorty straight out the B. She be checking for daddy, calling throughout the day. Be a fool with them cars, she go rent me them calls. When I'm up in the zone, she go get me them balls. Big, I don't like it when you mad at me. I love it when you call me Big Daddy. Bigger take a lot of A's. One time for them bricks. Yeah, that's big. That Molly Depp, I know she bad. That Molly Depp, big bout her money. Stay on it, yeah, that's big. That Molly Depp, yeah, that's big. That Molly Depp, I know she bad. That Molly Depp, big bout her money. Big bout her money, yeah, that's big.
That Mala Depp. Be lawyer with Sever. Come through in the clutch. Screaming out of my name. All she do when we f. We gon' get it back up. She want to when we. We be all in the car. Act a fool when we rush. Keep a bag just in case. I catch me a case. They posting that bail. Ain't no sitting in jail. We gon' get us a victim. Bring her back to the crib. She got front, I got back. That's how real it's left. I love her cause she got her own. I love her cause she putting on. We be all up in the kitchen. I be all up in that. Got that in our submission. Whoa. Yeah, that's big. That's Mala Depp. I know she bad. That's Mala Depp. Big bout of money. Stay on it. Yeah, that's big. That's Mala Depp. Yeah, that's big. That's Mala Depp. I know she bad. That's Mala Depp. Big bout of money. Big bout of money. Yeah, that's big. That's Mala Depp. Yeah, that's big. That's Mala Depp. I know she bad. That's Mala Depp. Big bout of money. Stay on it. Yeah, that's big. That's Mala Depp. Yeah, that's big. That's Mala Depp. I know she bad. That's Mala Depp. Big bout of money.
Okay. So that's waiting for that bag. Okay. And Babe must be by her money. Take over Tuesday from Minneapolis, Minnesota. You leave. I'm just saying. All right, let's go over here and get into it. So what we got up next for the people, I know we got the Who's Bumping Who and Who's Getting Fat, also known as the Gossip Lifestyle. But what's some of the topics that we're going to talk about?
You know, there wasn't that much going on today. I don't know if they was chilling or taking a break, but we only got two things. So, and they're really not like aha moment. So we're talking about CBJ and Blac Chyna. Which one do you want to go first?
Well, like I said, me and Blac Chyna used to be friends on social media, so I brought up that I finally realized who she was, and then she just didn't talk to me no more. So we'll go with, what's the other one?
Stevie J.
Yeah, we're going to go with Stevie J first. How's Stevie J doing?
Stevie J not doing too good. Stevie J not doing too good. He not doing too good. So Stevie J appeal of $1 million child support judgment. Just let that marinate. Let that marinate. $1.3 million
What?
I said, okay, all right. I'm going to say it again. I said, now, Stevie J loses appeal of the $1.3 million child support judgment. So Stevie J found guilty of failing to support two of his children. Stevie J has lost his bid to appeal his $1.3 million judgment in federal court support, child support court. The leave it to Stevie side was found guilty of knowingly withholding child support payments for his son and daughter over 18 years. Last year, he launched his appeal even though he already pled guilty as part of a plea deal to one count of unwillingly willing to pay child support. Stevie, who was representing himself on the case, has said the judgment amount was unfair, but according to court documents, the former Bad Boy producer let deadline after deadline after deadline on the case without any action, and last month a judge dismissed it. We exclusively revealed that Stevie recently admitted to failing to abide by the terms of a plea deal on the original case by failing drug screens and not handing over his financial information to the court. A judge declined to sentence him to federal prison, but still enforces restitution amount of $1.3 million. Now, y'all already know if he don't pay that $1.3 million, he will be seeing the federal bars.
Right. Yeah, bars, and it ain't gonna be for no song. I can't really comment on that. All I can say is, I'm so petty. I paid her her $1.3 million just because it's the right thing to do. Of course, I pay her all in pennies, but it would be the right thing to do. 5 U-Haul trucks just pull up and drop it in your front yard. $1.3 million in copper pennies. It is what it is. But I did read something about how they want their money. She said she don't care if it's in pennies, nickels, dimes, quarters, singles, fives, tens, twenties, fifties, hundred. No, I'm just playing. Oh. Let me stop. I'm trying to do too much. what we got on Black China.
That was good. He was holding the beach, y'all. Give him a hand clap. Woohoo! All right.
You hit it. What we got?
Man.
Black China.
Sprung off that youngin. Have y'all ever been, that should be sprung off that youngin. Have anybody ever been sprung off a youngin? Okay, let that marinate. Black China gets her tender toy boy's name tatted on her frame. That's another conversation piece. Black China is back at it again with the boo tattoos. We know y'all remember the mayhem that ensured after China got a Future tattoo to promote her appearance in his rich sex video, and possibly because she was entrant after the brief sellout. Well, China now supporting some new ink in honor of her 18-year-old rapper boo thing. China posted the photo where if you squint really hard or use a magnifying glass, you can definitely see the name Jay tatted right inside her arm crease inner elbow. Okay. Do you think this love will last? Okay, so that's three questions. One, have you ever been sprung off your boo thing? Two, have you ever tatted someone on your name? And three, do you think this relationship is going to last? And take it away, E-Monster.
Well, I was going to say, do people really think that's a good thing to tat somebody's name on you? I mean, come on, man. How many of y'all been in relationships that really last long enough? You know what I mean? Some of y'all ain't been in relationships past a year, and y'all getting tats. I mean, if y'all ain't been watching from TV with these celebrities, y'all, I don't know what to tell y'all to pay attention to. I mean, do what you want to do with your body. I mean, live in the moment if you want to cherish that moment that you have with that person. But at some point, you're going to want to go over it. Because somebody else that you cherish and ain't going to like that moment you had back then still on your arm. I couldn't see me doing it. I won't say I would never do it, because a lot of things I said I would never do, I messed around and did it. I think it's because I said I never would. I cursed myself. So I'm just going to say I would doubtlessly tat somebody's name that I'm in a relationship like that with on me. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, I doubt it. I mean, would you do it? Ain't nothing wrong with it. I'm just saying, it's not for me.
The only person I'm tatting, and see, you know, I wouldn't get a tat, but if I was a tattoo person, I would get my husband's name tattooed on my ring finger, just in case, I lost my ring or, you know, I took my ring off for to wash the dishes or something. I would get King and his name underneath there, because I know that, that would be forever, till death, and I don't care if anyone else sees that, you know what I'm saying, after he dies or I die or whatever. But if you my boyfriend, no. no, sir. No. That's what? Foolishness. That's fuckery and foolishness, because... If I'm running my hand over my man's chest and I see Sarah Lee Johnson on there, I'm like, well, who is she? Is she still important of your life? I'm good.
We're going to have to cut this whole chunk of meat right out right now. We're just going to cut the whole little chunk of meat.
Right now.
I like that idea that you said. I mean, I like that. It's kind of romantic. when you said about the tattoo around the finger, though. But you must have, you would have to have a big finger. Either what, I mean, what his name got to be, like Dre? I mean, you're going to put his initials? Because, I mean, can you put somebody, I mean, what if his name is like Scoliosis or something? Can you put that on your finger?
It'll just wrap all the way around. So they'd be like, what's my name? I'd be like, looking from the both sides. I mean, you just got to do what you got to do, you know?
Right. So you're going to just be twisting your finger like some type of model, or your hand is like some type of rotisserie chicken. Just,
absolutely. I'd be like, ooh.
There it is.
Because to me, you know, it's just like if you get a band. If you get a band, like if you're just saying there's baguettes or diamonds going around the band, you show the whole band. You be like, boom, on all sides. Yes, he did that. He did that. You see what I'm saying? And then that's what you do with their name. Yes, we did that. We did that. It's all around. You know, encompassing it all around. Don't get it twisted.
Right. But what if y'all break up?
I said till death. You didn't hear that? You missed that part? Till death. I done already broke up with one. This one's till death. I'm not doing this 3-4 times. I'm not looking like that one. Like, how many times have you been married? 3 times. Oh, dang, girl, what happened? No, second time is a charm. Ain't no third, fourth. Second time is a charm for me. Till death. I ain't going nowhere. You get mad, you better walk yourself downstairs. Work it out.
I'm just going to say, I'm going to leave that alone. Because I just get this feeling 48 hours is going to call me in like 9 months. I'm about to go, did she say on the air? No, I'm just playing. She wouldn't hurt nobody. Anyways.
I didn't stutter till death do us part. I didn't stutter.
All right, we got some more music.
Yeah, I need you to play.
And.
Yes, I put a quest. This queen put in a quest. Stop playing. I need booed up.
Okay.
That's what I need.
Takeover Tuesday.
I need booed up.
People get booed up
on
Takeover Tuesday. With the
unbelievable mix. People get booed up on Takeover Tuesday. Yeah.
Quest.
424-243-9649. Press 1. Get booed up with me. Yeah.
Feelings so deep in my feelings. Notice they really like me. Can't control my anxiety. Feeling like I'm touching the ceiling. When I'm with you, I can't breathe. Boy, you do something to me.
Be-dee-da-doo, boot up, and my heart go ba-doo, boot up. Be-dee-da-doo, it just won't stop, it go ba-doo, boot up. Be-dee-da-doo, boot up, and my heart go ba-doo, boot up. Be-dee-da-doo, it just won't stop, it go.
I believe her name is Ella Mai. You know, people have different pronunciations for names,
but I've
been getting
it
wrong.
Such a crazy feeling.
I just said how it looks.
Huh?
You do?
Oh,
okay. I don't want to get too attached, but I feel
like
I already am.
Hey,
my mind's telling me about that. I guess I should listen to my heart.
Just listen to your heart. Y'all need to listen to your heart. Yeah, listen to your heart.
Always.
Listen to your heart.
It is. Unless it's in a fight with your gut. I'm just saying, then you got gas. Fuck with me. So, here's a little bit of entertainment news. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Wait, we didn't finish. I wanted to know, could you get sprung off of Youngin? We didn't finish that. Could you get sprung off of Youngin? Have you ever got sprung off of Youngin?
Have I ever got sprung off a youngin? I would have to say no. I don't date youngin. It is what it is. I don't have nothing against them. I wish them the best of luck. I hope you find everything you're looking for, but usually we ain't got shit to talk about. We're on two different little spectrums. Maybe if they're old heads or something like that, we might be able to communicate a little bit, but outside of that, my mind is somewhere else. You know, I'm on something different. These young people want to be out partying and kicking and da da da. I'm trying to build some empires. Get it? I'm trying to die on retirement in Morocco somewhere. Get it? I'm trying to go to Dubai a couple of times. You feel me?
Me too.
They talking about let's go to the concert. Let's go to the concert and get in VIP and pop bottles. You mean the same bottles I can get at the goddamn store for $30? I got to pay $180 just so I can sit on somebody else's couch and watch it and drink it. They ain't gonna shout me out on the stage. The hell? It's just different. You dig? It's just a little different. But let's keep it 100, though. It can happen. It can happen. You dig? Especially like if somebody's coming out of a relationship, they had kids, whatever, whatnot. You know, they didn't really get to do the things that they love to do in their younger life, whatever, whatnot. Maybe they ain't had none in a while. You know what I mean? Here come a little young stroke adult. You dig? Come poking around the crib. You dig? Next thing you know, I just want you to keep coming back and give me that feeling. So, you know, I can't say that it can't happen. You know what I mean? We can't say that a young man can't romantically, you know what I mean, really be with a woman. Like, he can't please her. You know what I mean? Just only thing I think about is he's young and what's his motives? What is he really on? You know what I mean? Is he just a young man being a young man? Or is he really after you? And he's ready to settle down and let the rest of that shit go and y'all build something together. But I can, I keep it 100. It can happen. I've seen it happen a lot. I've seen women that was like in their 50s when a dude was like 23, 24 back when I was 23, 24. It wasn't me. I'm just saying. It was the homie. But that's just how it was. You know what I mean? But, you know, because like he would move around and we used to be like, why are you tripping? Like, you know how he was, but she was strong. She was strong. She liked that ooh-wee. You need that attention. Why nobody else giving her that attention but him? So.
Wow.
So it can happen. It can happen. Could it happen to you? That's the question. Could it happen to you?
To who? To me?
No. We said me. I answered my part. What about somebody? Come on,
okay, I was that scenario. I'm saying I was that scenario that I got out of a relationship, and I just wanted that one to hit it. And you know, I call you when I have, you know, when I want you to hit it, because you know, I went through that scenario with a little boo. But as far as a serious relationship, hell to the no, because I'm not trying to train nobody else's child, because you know they don't think. And I'm just talking about the ones, you know, that are out here and they still want to do the dick pics and they still want to, you know, hang with their boys and they still want to talk. You know, they just don't want to do grown-up stuff. And so you do have those ones that are mature, but you will find yourself wanting them to be more mature, and then you got to realize they meeting you at the age. And sometimes they may be able to be older in the mind, but their age still shows at some point of your relationship when you get to talking or when you get to arguing or when you get to stepping out or how they handle different situations. So, yeah, me preferably, no. But like you said, it can happen. I've seen it myself, but I've seen how long it took them to get to a point of stability because there were so many insecurities that went along with it. So I'd rather have the security right then and there instead of having to deal with the whole he may leave me for another, a younger woman situation where I could just have somebody that right at my level and I don't have to, I mean, it still can happen, but you know what I'm saying? That's not the first thing that comes to my mind.
Right. But eventually that's just going to pop up.
Right. Because see, hers is going to get a little old and then he may want somebody young and then he'll throw in that question, you want a threesome? Not what? A who? And the girl's all young, 22, 23, his age, like, what? Where'd she come from? And then, so what does the woman do? She adapts. And she's like, oh, well, bring her in, and I'll do whatever I want for you. Nah, boo. And see, that's when you know you lose who you are and your standards and your morals. So, nah, I'm good.
Right. Okay. Okay. So, that's on that one. All right. What else we got?
Okay, so which one? That's you. It's on you now.
What's mine?
Go ahead on. What you got?
I really didn't have none. I was fun. I really didn't have none. I was lying. No, I'm just playing. Okay, y'all. I guess there's a big event that goes on in ATL, and apparently Nas, Cardi B, T.I., are they sure Cardi's going to show? I'm just saying. But if they got her on, she must going to be there. It says Nas, Cardi B, T.I., Miguel, and more to headline One Music Fest in Atlanta. Now, I'm going to read this article, y'all. Bear with me. I ain't no Tom Brokaw or nothing like that. Just bear with me. All right? It says here, it says, Atlanta will host Hot Spot this September as top acts in urban music such as Nas, Cardi B, T.I., Miguel, and more will headline One Music Fest on September 8th through the 9th at Central Park in Atlanta, Georgia. Additional acts scheduled to perform at the two-day festival include Jeezy, Big Crit, Gold Link, Khalees, Rapsody, and ATL Crunk set featuring Youngbloods, Yin Yang Twins, Eastside Boys, Trillville, Kilo Ali, and DJ Taz. One Music is said to be the number one progressive urban festival in the South. Every year, they host legendary and emerging acts from hip-hop, alternative, soulful, R&B, and rock music. Wow, that's a nice little diverse lineup right there. Festival founder Jason J. Carter stated in a press release, we are all super excited about the OMF 2018 growing into a two-day festival because it allows us to expand our roster, highlight more of the music that we love, and give our audience an experience unlike any. Looks like 2018 marks their ninth year doing the festivals, and they're expecting over 20,000 music fans from across the country. Shit, I might even be there. That's right before we go to London. We go to London on the 9th. I think I gotta be in Flood. I might be able to be there on the 8th in ATL. I think so. Maybe. Huh. I ain't gonna be able to get in. I ain't had no money left. I'm just saying. I'll be there outside looking at everybody. I can hear it. Oh, I ain't going to be in.
You ain't going to be in there?
No, we're going to keep it wide.
You going to be walking outside with your, he going to be outside with his lighter talking about, get it, y'all. Get it, y'all. Smoking, get it, y'all.
No,
oh,
I'm
going to
be
bad.
Out.
Okay.
I'm gonna be outside with a sign talking about where the old cougar trying to get sprung. That's what I'm gonna be. Get me in, please. I know I'm not young. It's like, you know, sit your old retired ass down somewhere. It is what it is. But you know how we do. So, all right, let's go ahead and take a breather right quick, and then we'll see what else we got when we come back. So, I got some new YG. You know how we usually censor words around here, but YG be on that. But we're going to let it play, because why? This is what makes us better than FM radio. We could have the same cut that they got, but guess what? We play the unedited version. This is called Big Bank, YG, featuring 2 Chainz, Big Sean, and Nicki Minaj. Monsters Radio Live. Right. And all the fuck words, baby.
Lanes can't call and you lame. All of them. You lost all the shine. All of them. Let's get it. Don't talk to me. For a show 150, don't talk to me. You ain't never help your mans, don't talk to me. You just follow all the trends, don't talk to me. I set the bar, I'm the fucking bar. Look in the sky, I'm a fucking star. I don't fall in love, cause I be loving hard. Do everything like my shirt, it's a large. I don't care, I cross a ghost. Got 2 cribs and 2 states, I be doing the most. I got white folks money that I won't blow. And if you ask why, cause the white folks don't. Big bank, tight, low, bang, bang. Big bank, tight, low, bang, bang. Type of money you gon' need to sight. Type of money you gon' need to buy. From the hood, this type of money make you stay away. Type of money she gon' let you put it in the fire. Big bank, tight, low, buy. Big bank, tight, low, buy. Everything proper, no propaganda. Tropicana, gold yard, bandana. Big sack, a lot of hoes like Santa. Threw a birthday party in a phantom. Big shit like a dinosaur did it. And you know titties shining like acrylic. Yeah, I sold dope and had cornrow. I can see you nigga hanging with the door closed. Now I'm looking for a glove with a sparkle on it. And my CBD got chocolate on it. Big bank take small ass shit. Bank account on some tall ass shit. Attitude on some fuck you too. Bank roll on what it do, boo. Meet me at the rule at 5. And if I ain't did it yet, I'll try. Big bank tight, low bank, bank. Big bank tight, low bank, bank. Type of money you gon' need to sight. The type of money you gon' need to buy. From the hood, this type of money make you stay away. Type of money she gon' let you put it in the fire. Big bank tight, low bank, bank. Big bank tight, low bank. She said, what you gon' do if I leave? I said, bitch, I'ma do me. B-I-G, bitch, everything zoomed in. Big bag on me looking like I'm moving in. Got my foot in the door and we still here. I'm a first generation millionaire. I broke the curse of my family not having shit. I'm passionate like girls that's after more than just cash and dick. Feed me to the wolves, now I lead the pack and shit. You boys all cap, I'm more Colin Kaepernick. I'm rare as affordable healthcare. Or going to wealth from welfare. I turn my W's to M's, yeah, I flip those. I might buy a red bottoms with the crypto. Though 3 coins that'll pay your whole semester, but you gotta ride it better than a Tesla. Big bank tight, low buy, buy. Big bank tight, low buy, buy. Type of money you gon' need to sight. The type of money you gon' need to buy. From the hood, this type of money make you stay away. Type of money she gon' let you put it in the fire. Big bank tight, low buy, buy. Big bank tight, low buy.
Back again, back to back, Maybach, stack the M's. Told him I'm a Slim Shady, bag the M. Once he go black, he'll be back again. Tell him hoes that it's crunch time abdomen. Yes, I caught Mad Chanel and Mad Javin. She did it again, imagine them. About to make these bum bitches mad again. Uh-oh. Back to them, I lead the pack, so my back's to them. Yup, the queen's back, what's happening? Rerun, bout to make these bitches rap again. Diamond chains on my ankle. Young money in the cut like a shank doll. Tail tip rubber bands on my bankroll. Show my ass like a stank how.
Big bank tight, low bank, bank. Big bank tight, low bank, bank. Type of money you gon' need to sight. Type of money you gon' need to buy. From the hood, this type of money make you stay away. Type of money she gon' let you put it in the fire. Big bank tight, low buy, buy. Big bank tight, low buy, buy.
Take over Tuesday. So we're gonna switch lanes right quick. We're gonna bring it back right after this. I'm taking it back to the hometown because we're gonna stay with that West Coast flavor. Check it out. This is Dub Nietzsche and Shotty Boo. Shout out to Shotty Boo. Rest in peace, brother. You dig? This is all gas, no breaks. West Coast mannerism.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
No breaks.
No breaks, man. Yeah. What's up, Dub Nation?
Nigga. Yeah. Shotty, what's happening?
Oh, man, I'm chilling, man.
They said they want us back again. They said they want us back again.
No breaks.
I smash gas without no breaks.
You want to smash it again?
No breaks.
Well, I'm smashing the gas.
No brakes.
Well, I'm smashing the gas.
I smash gas without no brakes.
Well, I'm smashing the gas.
No brakes.
Well, I'm smashing the gas.
No brakes.
Well, I'm smashing the gas.
Tell your boy Lambo. She said, "Dub, bitch, you just too much to handle. Fall for anything what you stand for. I plan for big houses, big riches, back bitches, close to the tightest ditches. No good, trying to find something thick, keep me hard as wood. Make sure that I'm never misunderstood. Trying hard to change the bad days into good. Yeah, I keep spitting all gas. Can't help it, nigga, my mind's staking, getting gas bad. Please don't wait. I know over the years a lot of niggas hate, but I'm on top of the hill. I'm never gonna tell you shit fake. I'ma keep shit real. Fuck how a nigga feel, nigga. I'm my own puppy. I don't need no deal.
I smash gas without no brakes.
Nigga, smash the gas.
No brakes.
Nigga, smash the gas.
No brakes.
Nigga, smash the gas.
I smash gas without no brakes.
Nigga, smash the gas.
No brakes.
Nigga, smash the gas.
No brakes.
Nigga, smash the gas. I got my foot down, nigga, metal to metal. Old school folk, ooh, nigga, hello. I hit the freeway, punching 150 on the dash. Hustle like a maniac just to get the cash. Days of the past, nigga, fuck that bitch. In the third lane, till I strike and get rich. Talking on a cell, I don't talk like that. Nigga, see me face to face when it's all about the pack. Nigga, fuck what you talking about. Nigga, I'm great. Monkey ass niggas ain't finna see no gorilla. It's S-H, nigga, die to the beat. Like, son of a bitch, you wanna ride with me? I got it rolled up, nigga, I'm pushing the dog. Nigga, fresh shot the coupe, nigga, 2-4 dog. Nigga, talking to the bitch like, what up? Nigga, I know she on my bus, you wanna fuck?
I smash gas without no brakes.
I smash the gas.
No brakes.
Nigga, I smash the gas.
No brakes.
Nigga, I smash the gas.
I smash. No brakes. No brakes.
Nah, push, bounce, rock, push, bounce, rock, push, bounce.
Say, Paul, where y'all at? Okay.
Both those sounds, like you gotta break it down, break it down, break it down, break it down. Hey. Yeah, get make you run down the floor and be like, hey, oh my bad, okay. Bring it back.
We got anything else?
Yeah, it's time for my poetry. You got some music for me?
Oh, snap. Okay. Let me see. What do I got for you on some poetry?
What you got?
How does this one go? Let me see. Wonder if people can still hear you.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
Is that too loud? Too loud? No?
A little bit. Turn down just a tad bit.
Ooh, that's about loud. Hold on, let me try another one. Let me see what else we got.
Okay.
Somebody just the percussion.
Oh, that was good. Okay, y'all, this is Miss Unbelievable Poetry. This one is called Essential. Are you ready? Don't worry about it.
Okay.
I am absolutely necessary. My essence is extremely important. You can't move without me. Every step, every move you make must line up with me. Required. Integral part of my uniqueness. I am mandatory, a must-have, an absolute, vital, all-important, indispensable structure. I am a fundamental and central part that keeps everything up to date. From edge to edge, you're going to want me, need me, and desire everything from me. I am the stipulation, the high priority. I am non-removable. I am urgent, pressing a permanent of goodness, an inevitable journey of purpose. I am essential.
Okay, okay. You on this poetry, man. Okay. So, I mean, what all do you do with the poetry? I mean, do you do other stuff with poetry? I mean, is there going to be some things they can find in, you know, a project you got coming up? What's going on with it? Because I really like a lot of your stuff, and, you know, I want to read it and see it a couple more times and maybe share it with some people other than, you know, I mean, just hearing it right here on the radio.
Well, I want to start putting it to music, and I want to do like a little poetry book that's called, you know, self-healing. So, like, there's some poetry that I haven't read that's in there that's one of the ones that I did was Virginity. And it just tells of someone who lost their virginity and the pain. So it's like a self, it's like an encouraging poem book. It's going to be real small, maybe just about 10 poems in there. And then those poems, I want to put some music and put it out there and, yeah, get out there to encourage somebody who may be going through something. And maybe someone can, like, say, ooh, can I put that to a song and get a hook and get a lyric and, you know, maybe turn it into a song. So, I don't know, just
I'm just
enjoying the poetry moments that I'm getting. You know, it comes from just a word. So I got one that's coming up that's called I Miss. So, and then another one's called Can I? So those two are coming up. So I can't wait to see. I can't wait to read those. So.
Right. Well, actually, I'm glad you brought that up because that's a way that would help people musically is, you know, I mean, how you said, hopefully somebody can turn into an actual song or something like that. The best way to go about doing that is, and a lot of people don't understand, especially if you're a writer, publishing. That's where writers went with the publishing. You dig? We'll just say hypothetically, I'm just going to use a name hypothetically. I'm not saying this person does this, but I'm just going to use a name hypothetically. We'll say Trey Songz, right? He might say, okay, I need a love song. I need a good love song. He might go to a publishing company and say, I need a good love song with this type of vibe, blah, 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 blah. They'll send him a list of songs, blah, 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 blah. He can pick through it. Which one he likes, he sees, okay, he'll go with that song, and then the business starts to take place. But, you know, that's a great start for people, you know, as if you're a writer, you write songs, things like that, publishing, get your song published. Somebody else might pick it up and sing it. A good example was, what's that greatest hit by Whitney Houston that actually Dolly Parton wrote?
The Greatest Love Love.
I'll Always Love You.
Oh, I Would
greatest,
Love You.
No, the greatest. No, it was that. Yeah. What we know what song we're talking about.
I Would Love You. Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, that's a perfect example. She had it. She did wonders with it. But, or, what's her name? Dolly Parton did wonders with it. But Whitney Houston ran with it. It made it, you know what I mean? What it is today. So, that could be you. You never know. That could be you just by doing publishing. That goes for you artists as well. Don't forget about publishing your songs. Just because it don't make a hit with you, Trey Songz might pick that song up and make a hit out of it. I'm just saying there's other ways to make money within the music industry than just being an artist yourself. And that's the part a lot of people don't get. Like the whole thing with this whole thing and the hype up about Drake writing, whether he writes his songs or not. Honestly, in the music business, that's really irrelevant. There might be something big to you listeners. Oh, he didn't write that because I thought he was so tender in the song. He didn't write. No. In the music business, is about the money. The best lyrics, the best da-da-da-da-da, the best quality, best song they can put out. Who cares who wrote it? If it makes $10 million, it's going to make $10 million. What, okay, I'm going to let you write it and only make $30,000? What's the decision you going to make? Make a business move. Think business-wise. Don't think personally in your pride. Think business. You're going to take the $10 million. That's business if you in the business. I'm just saying.
So there's other ways to do it, you know. I could see somebody picking up something of yours.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so like I said, if you guys want me to write something for you, put it in the Monster page, any like phrase or word, and I'll read it on the radio. And I'll just show you what vibe that I got from it. So even if it's something like real silly and you think, oh my God, she could never put none of that, try me. Try me.
And you know what? I was thinking that. I was like, this, I mean, what does it have to be? I mean, what if somebody put something crazy in there like, oh, can you write a poem about these nuts? I mean,
absolutely.
Can it be about anything? Okay.
It could be about anything because remember, remember poetry, it doesn't have to rhyme. So I could take what you're saying and twist it, but yet bring it back to these nuts. So yeah.
Okay.
So just know that if when you think about poetry, most people think that you have to rhyme. Mm-hmm. There's all types of poetry. Right. You know, you got your there's all types of poetry. You know, you got your ones where you can use your acronyms or something, and then you do the acronyms of those names. So let's just say love, and you can say L equals living, O equals. See, that's a poem. You know what I'm saying? So there's different levels and different textures and different poems and different flows that you can have with when it comes to poetry. Some people do poetry and they're talking about the struggle and how I lived in the ghetto, but the ghetto is not what a ghetto is. You know, I turned the term from ghetto into the term of, you know, a way of living. So it all depends how you, what type of poetry that is speaking to you. There's all types. It's even like with music, there's all types, there's all levels, and you could just run with it.
Right. And you know what type of the best poetry I like? You know, I like watching or listening to the person actually do their poetry. But I'm not going to lie, I love the real emotional poetry. You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about they be acting like they just stub their pinky toe on the edge of the bed. They be, oh, just lemonade.
Yeah, like that one where, like, can I bring you to this moment of ecstasy, but yet not have you go to the orgasm, but understand that I'm here with you and you're here with me, and if we're not there, then you can see that today, tomorrow, it will be you and me to ecstasy. Yes, I did. Yes, I know. But yet you may not catch this flow, but I feel that you feel, maybe not tonight, but yet I will deal. Something like that.
Dab and walk off the stage. I'm just saying, you know what I mean? I like those type of performances. That's what I like. You know, I'm just saying. That's
the one you like.
Me.
Okay.
That's what I like. That's me.
And like I said, that's all with the temples and all with what you got to say. So, yeah. That was just right off the head.
Okay.
That was kind of good. I ain't going to remember that. But yeah. That's what I'm talking about. So just the one word.
Well,
you know.
Well, hey, all you got to do is 24/7, 365. Let's run back to archive and push play. Get it? I'm just saying. A little shameless plug for the show out there for you people listening. So at the end of the show, this lady's in my ear for almost 10 seconds, and if she don't stop, oh my goodness, I'm going to hang up on everybody.
Wednesday night, wet Wednesday, come get nasty with us tomorrow. Yes, wet Wednesday. Yeah, I may have a poem there talking about how you can get it. Just saying, just being nasty. Enjoy your night.
See, I'm not gonna say nothing else. We're gonna leave it right there. Tomorrow night. Ooh,
Wednesday, y'all. Oof.